afternoon again. Since I'm the last one, I'll try to make it efficient.
Well, you have more time now.
We can spend the whole evening here. No, I don't think so. The subject of this paper is a knapsack problem formulation for relay selection in secure cooperative wireless communication. And this work is a collaboration with Shuang Yu, Professor Petropoulou, Professor Vince, and myself. And we will start by a short introduction talking about cooperative jamming. The system, we'll introduce the system model that we are considering for this. And then we will formulate a knapsack problem for the selection of a minimal set of relays to cooperate in the jamming, as this results in an optimization problem that requires exponential complexity. We will offer three alternative solutions that offers significant saving in complexity, and we will introduce, we'll show some simulation analysis of these algorithms, and finally some concluding remarks. So in a cooperative wireless communication system, the additional degrees of freedom that are offered by those cooperating relays may be used to degrade the channel to a potential eavesdropper. And they are they can use jointly in some way be to send a collaborative jamming signal to the eavesdropper. This type of scheme was considered with full operation, meaning that if we have n available relays, we use all n available relays for the purpose of jamming, and they sent a weighted version of the same jamming signal to the eavesdropper. And this work has been done in 2009 by Dong Han, Petropoulou, and Poor. Since it has been shown that at some point, as the number of relays grows, at some point the gain that we get by introducing another relay for the jamming is small. And this has been shown by Wang and Swindlehurst in 2009. Considering that fact and the fact that the larger the system is, the larger the communication load is and the synchronization requirement, that brings us to the following question. When you have N collaborating relays, and we previously used all of them, can the secrecy rate requirement be achieved, or close to the maximum be achieved, with a smaller, fewer active relays? And the objective that we put forth on this is to identify a minimal set of relays such that the predetermined secrecy rate objective is achieved. First, let's introduce the system that we are considering. We're assuming we have a source transmitting a signal to the destination, and the eavesdropper is hearing the same message. We know the channel between the source and the destination by H0 and between the source and the eavesdropper by G0. We also assume we have N cooperating relays, and for each one of the relay, we assume we know the channel from, for example, relay I to the destination marked by HI, and from the relay to the eavesdropper marked by GI. And we assume we have knowledge of the channel on both sides. We assume wide Gaussian noise with zero mean and variance sigma squared. We assume the energy for the transmitted symbol X is 1, and the source transmission power for the symbol is P of S. The relay transmit a common jamming signal, Z, and we assume that each one transmits a weighted version of the signal. For this scenario, we basically have here for the signal received at the destination is composed of the first element, that is the message that we're sending, and the second part is the version of the jamming signal that we have transmitted, multiply, of course, by the channel to the destination. the signal received at the eavesdropper, again, has the same structure where we have a version of the symbol received at the eavesdropper, plus the jamming signal that we have transmitted. We have here the notation for the various vectors. And basically, in this case, the secrecy rate may be written in this form, where the first element here represents the rate to the destination, and the second rate at the eavesdropper. As I said, the first work that has been done on this has assumed that all N relays are cooperating in the jamming. And for these N relays, the power PS and the vector of the weights vector omega may be optimized such that we get maximum secrecy rate. And this is basically the optimization problem that designs PS optimal and omega O optimal such that the secrecy rate is maximized. As we said, we're looking for a more energy efficient way, and we are trying to minimize the number of relays active. So we are basically defining a threshold, and the threshold is written here as R sub S requirement, and we define it as a fraction of the maximum secrecy rate that we can get. So if we are okay with 80% of that, that would be a 0.8 as we set as a threshold. And therefore, we next want to define an optimization problem that will help us identify the best relays to use to get this secrecy rate, which is the minimal one as well. To do so, we first start by introducing a binary variable. And we introduce a vector Q, where each element of this Q, Qi, can be 1 if the relay I is active, or 0 if it's not active. Our objective eventually is to write it in a combinatorial framework and specifically in a knapsack problem. Therefore, we take the original secrecy rate expression that we had before and we rewrite it so we can use it in this framework. And we define the secrecy rate with an E here, which is an exponent function of the original secrecy rate. And it turns out to be an expression that basically is a sum on I and J, where Qi and Qj, as you recall from here, basically represent if a relay is active or non-active in the jamming, multiplies a function here, Rij, where Rij, as you can see, is a function of Q as well. So this f of q here is given here, and you can see it through fh of q and fg of q, where the dependency is still on qi and qj, which is given in general form here. So it's a nonlinear function, basically, of qi and qj. But this type of formulation now enables us to write the search problem for the minimal set as a knapsack problem. And as a knapsack problem, it means that we are trying to minimize the number of elements or the cost of the element that we're putting in the knapsack, where this is our capacity. This is what we want to get. And as I said, it's a combinatorial optimization problem. Qi can be 0, 1. As you can see, when we're using here the secrecy rate, we are using it with omega star and p star, which means that we are using it with a vector omega that was optimized for the secrecy rate. So you can see it here. What we basically do for a given set of Q, let's say that we found we are looking for Q and we're offering a possible solution for Q. For this Q, we are going and optimizing omega and PS such that it maximizes the secrecy. So this is the original knapsack optimization problem. And one of the well-known problems of this is the complexity. It has an exponential complexity. It's for larger number of n, it's impossible to solve. So, of course, to make it feasible and usable, we are looking for a fast approximation algorithm that will still be efficient. And in this work, we have proposed three different approximation algorithms. Each one has its advantages and disadvantages, as we will discuss later, and each one has different level of complexity, of course. The first one is individual secrecy rate-based relay selection. The second is a weighted norm relay selection, and the last one is a successive relay selection algorithm that is based on multiple start local search approach. We'll start with the first one. The first one is the simplified one. And what it does, it relaxes the original optimization problem and says we're not going to optimize it for each vector, but what we are going to do, we are going to first take each individual relay. We are going to find the optimal value for omega I and PSI that maximize the secrecy rate for this specific one. And once we generate a set of values, we are selecting we are successively selecting them by their value. So we're selecting the highest one first and keep on adding by order until we basically have some threshold passed. A little bit note on how what is basically done. We use this figure to explain how we basically find the maximum values for PS and omega through this process. And we have here a plot for two relays. Let's call it relay A and relay B. And you can see the secrecy rate for each one of them as a function of PS. And basically, the algorithm that we show identifies those maximum point and the appropriate PS for them, which are then used in the selection algorithm. The second approach is going, if first we went for the individual one, here we're going on the full system. So we assume we take all N relays, and we're doing what has been done in previous work, which is optimizing the weight vector omega and PS such that the total secrecy rate is maximized. Now, we're not repeating that, but we're actually taking the values that we got there, these optimal values, and we are using them in our expression for the secrecy rate. So we are not calculating that again and again. So we're saving on this process. And we are selecting the larger one, of course, which is basically equivalent to selecting the relays with the largest norm. And this is why we call it weighted norm selection algorithm. The third one does not assume any relaxation on the original problem. Last one basically takes the original problem and is, in a sense, in a greedy way, adds relays to the group. So we have a starting point. We start, let's say, with relay one, and we keep on adding relays. And each time we are adding relays, we are going and maximizing the vectors W and P again, and we are choosing the relay that maximizes the secrecy rate in this case. Now, once we add the one that maximizes, we keep on adding until we cross the threshold point. For better performance in terms of reaching the optimum, we repeat this search for every possible first relay node, and this is why we call it a multiple start local search. We eventually end up with n optimal solutions, and we choose the one with the least number of relays. To show an example of that, by the way, the optimization is done using an algorithm that was proposed by Lee Petropoulou and Weber in 2010 at each step here. To show an example of that, you see here a scenario of a source, destination, and an eavesdropper, and we assume we have a set of relays spread in a given area. We assume 15 relays are given here, and we normalize the secrecy rate with comparison to the maximum achievable one, and we use two thresholds. One of them is 90% or 0.95, and 75%, which is 0.75. You see here an example of the results that we get for this scenario, and in black, although it's not seen because the green is over that, in black is the results of an exhaustive search. So basically, if I would take, for example, four relays, this point says if I would do an exhaustive search for the best four relays, this would be the value, the secrecy rate that I would get, and so forth. And the third algorithm matches very nice with the optimal one. We ran it for different scenarios, and in general, it follows very close to the optimum. It's also more robust. There is more information in the paper. It's also more robust to the location of the sensors with respect to the eavesdropper and the destination, in terms that it follows, again, the optimum. The other two, their behavior is more reliant on location. In many cases, as expected, algorithm B performs better than algorithm A. Algorithm A have a slow reaction, as you can see from here. So for low threshold, it performs relatively well, but when the threshold is high, as you can see here, it will give 15 sensors or something like that, if I see it right there. It will give, 12 sensors, the number of sensors that we need for that. We also check the robustness of that to small error in the estimation of the channel between the source and the eavesdropper. And again, the algorithm C is following that, performing quite well in this sense as well, and most of them stay within reasonable performance. So to wrap things up, the problem of selecting minimal set of relays in a wireless cooperative system for the purpose of jamming has been formulated as an AppSec problem. The first two algorithms offer a complexity and order of L, while the third one is, it says here, it's order of L, N times L, and L is the number of relays we eventually end up having in the subset. In terms of complexity, what that explains is what we saw in the sense that for smaller threshold, algorithm one performed relatively good, but in large threshold, it didn't perform as well. Although for large threshold, algorithm B performed very nice. It converged to the optimal one, and in other cases as well. So there is a trade-off here between performance, of course, and complexity. Not a large trade-off, but there is a trade-off, and it gives a few options of implementing that in real system. Thank you.